اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Now, in the first part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We are going to listen to the recitation of verses 76 to 78 of Surah Al-Qasas, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغي عليهم
أولا
ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 76 to 78 of Surah Al-Qasas, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Sadiq Al-Minshawi. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, as you noticed, Sheikh Muhammad Sadiq Al-Minshawi was reciting these verses in the riwayah of
Khalaf al-Hamza,
just like the previous program that we had, where Sheikh Al-Maliji was reciting in Khalaf al-Hamza. Most of the things are the same as Hafs. There are just some
sects.
Special places. Yeah, the sect and the imala. That's probably the only difference. And very rarely, the words, the harakat of some words are different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rarely. Now, we have the imala, in, for example, in the words Musa, Fabaghi.
Could you explain the phrase imala again?
Yeah. Imala means inclining something
to something else. Better to say the term imala.
Yeah. Imala means inclining something to something else. And what we mean by this inclination is inclining aliful mad into ya'ul mad. And imala, just imala, just by itself. When we say imala by itself, it actually means imala tul kubra.
Mm-hmm.
The major imala.
The major imala.
Which is 50% alif ul-mat and 50% ya ul-mat.
And what is minor imala?
Minor imala is in warsh we have this. We don't have it in khalaf.
Uh-huh.
Minor imala means 75% alif ul-mat, 25% ya ul-mat. For example,
it's closer to alif ul-mat actually.
Yeah, that's right. For example, a warsh would apply imala to sughra in the same places as Khalaf applies the imala to al-kubra.
When we have a ya without da,
zawatul ya,
a small alif above it.
The extra ya's that are not
zawatul
ya, zawatul ya, that are silent actually,
mm-hmm.
because the alif ul-mat is pronounced. The ya, is, we don't say Musa ya, for example.
Yeah, the ya actually does not have
Musa,
dots.
Musa, dagha. So, for example, Khalaf would say Musa, Musa. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Warsh would say Musa. Mm-hmm. Musa, Musa. See the difference?
Yeah.
Khalaf, the Imanatul Kubra, is a lot more inclined to Ya.
Toward,
But for
Warsh,
we have Min Qawmi Musa, Musa, Musi.
It's closer to Fatha, to Alif ul Mad.
Now, the other rules are the same, and now we're going to talk about those rules that are the same in the, you know, the famous method of recitation, which is Hafs an Asim.
Let's go.
Inna qaruna qa. We have a letter of isti'la, which is pronounced at the highest level of tafkhim.
It should be pronounced thickly. It
should be pronounced thickly. And of course, we don't have the alif ul-mad written for the word qarun. We have only the small alif that's written, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Originally, there was no alif ul-mad written, okay? But they knew that it should be pronounced in
with
this
alif
way,
ul-mad.
With alif ul-mad. The same way that in other languages, for example, in Persian, they don't write the diacritics,
mm-hmm.
the vowels, the kasras, fatha, and dhammas, but people know them. They memorize them.
Yeah.
The Arabs of that time were also like this. When they saw a word like qarun without alif ul-mad,
they knew that it has qarun.
Or kitab.
Yes.
Kitab does not have the alif ul-mad written. We only have the small alif that's written nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, even the small alif was not written.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they knew that it has alif ul-mad. Or for example, hadha, kitab, and words like this.
Okay.
Qarun min qawmi. This is ikhfa of Nun Sakina.
Yes.
As you know, we have many rules of Nun Sakina. We have several rules of Nun Sakina, which are idgham, ilhar, ikhfa, and iqlab. We have four rules of Nun Sakina. One of them is ikhfa. Ikhfa is probably more difficult than idgham and ilhar.
Because it has many different places of articulation, actually.
Yeah, it's many ways of applying it. Mm-hmm. Because it depends on the place of articulation of the letter that's letter. After the nun sakina. And it requires some skill, actually, you know, because the point is for ikhfa, you have to make the tongue or any articulator mm-hmm. that you pronounce the letter after the nun sakin with, you have to make it get really close to the place of articulation of that letter without touching it. This is the difficult part.
Uh-huh, and then?
And it should be really close. It should not be too far apart. For example, if you say, see, you're still trying to incline the tongue to the place of articulation of qaf, but it's not close enough.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, for qaf, you could place the tongue.
And kaf.
And kaf in the place of articulation of qaf. You have the option
but
to
that's
do that.
Not a general rule.
Yeah. You could say, mian qawmi. This is approximation.
Mm-hmm.
You're making the tongue get close to the place of articulation of qaf. This is allowed. Mm-hmm. You could also place the tongue. Mian qawmi. See, there's a
both
difference.
Both are right.
Yeah.
And then when we keep the tongue at the inclination stage, we have to make a nasal sound for
exactly.
two counts.
Exactly, making nasal sound at the same time, and then we continue. We pronounce the letter that's after the nun sakina. Now I want to give another example of ikhfa in verse 77.
Which would be the last actually.
This is the last one, and this is the conventional way of applying ikhfa. Mm-hmm. That is the approximation of the place of articulation of the letter of ikhfa. وَلَا تَنْسَ وَلَا تَنْسَ We don't say وَلَا تَنْسَ وَلَا تَنْسَ We approximate the place of articulation of sin.
And this example shows that actually ikhfa can take place within a word and a phrase.
And another quality of ikhfa is that it helps us sometimes predict the letter after.
Yes.
In nun sakina.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In our hadith, it's very much criticized and condemned that a person would just interpret the Quran based on their own personal opinion. أكثر ما أخاف على أمتي من بعدي رجل يتأول القرآن يضعه على غير مواضعه. Rasulullah said, my greatest fear for my ummah after myself is the one that interprets the Quran and puts the Quran in a kind of distorted meaning, misplaces the Quran from its proper place. Yada'u means puts it ala ghayr mawadhihi, means takes it from its own proper place and misplaces the Quran, means distorts the meaning. We know that alhamdulillah the Quran has not been changed linguistically, what we call at-tahriful lafzi. We don't have linguistic or literal alteration in the Quran. Allah has guaranteed that the text would remain, but Allah has not guaranteed that misinterpretation is not going to take place. Actually, Allah has warned us in the Quran that there are ayat mutashabih, and those fi qulubihim zayg, they have problem in their heart, they will try to go after these ayat to meet their own desires. So the problem that we have in Muslim Ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the problem about tanzeel, it's the problem about ta'wil. With respect to tanzeel, we all believe in the Quran, but when it comes to understanding the Quran, that's where problems start. Sometimes understandings are based on proper scholarship. No problem that we can have different opinions. But sometimes there are people who have no scholarship, they don't have sincerity, and they bring their own ideas to the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن